President Obama has ordered a review of all federal programs that supply local law enforcement agencies with military weapons and equipment. That comes after images from Ferguson showed urban police in full combat gear and armored tanks in the streets. Some people were calling it Fergistan. Where did local law enforcement get all that equipment? The militarization of local police departments can be traced to two major sources: federal Homeland Security grants and a program known as 1033, which is part of the National Defense Authorization Act of 1990. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports on what some communities near Kansas City are doing with their equipment.
20 miles north of Kansas City, past rolling, lush green hills of farmland and McMansions, sits the Clay County Highway Department. It's a large graveled plot with giant garages meant for parking snowplows and mowers. The door of one of the garages lifts, unveiling a monstrous machine like a rhinoceros painted light yellow. It's called a mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicle, or MRAP. It's meant to protect soldiers from roadside bombs and other enemy attacks.
Feel free to take pictures.
Lieutenant Will Aiken of the Clay County Sheriff's Department walks around the MRAP. It's 20 feet long and weighs more than 12 tons. The tires alone are 4 feet high, and there's a circular gun turret above the driver's seat. The sheriff's department got this in April, but it hasn't been used yet.
We don't plan on using it until we can get it painted, have the emergency lights put on it, and so the public can identify it as a law enforcement vehicle rather than a military vehicle and associate it with public safety as opposed to the military.
This is one of 432 MRAPs now used by local law enforcement agencies across the country, thanks to Department of Defense Program 1033. Created in the early 1990s, the 1033 program has ramped up in the last few years as the U.S. scales back on war efforts. Since its start, the 1033 program has transferred more than $5 billion worth of equipment, ranging from armored vehicles to aircraft, machine guns to magazines for ammunition. It's all free for the asking, and some have asked for more than others. According to the state of Missouri, in Kansas City alone, the Jackson County Sheriff's Department received 2 armored vehicles, one is an MRAP, 29 rifle sights, 10 rifles, 4 trucks, 4 night vision goggles, 2 bridge erection boats, and a robotic tool for explosives.
It certainly sends the wrong message when you see police officers outfitted like Army soldiers. That will chill your desire to be out and exercising your First Amendment rights.
That's Doug Bonney of the ACLU of Kansas. In June, the National ACLU released a study on the 1033 program called War Comes Home. It says that American police forces have been excessively militarized, and the free programs create incentives for cops to use, quote, unnecessarily aggressive weapons. But one man's weapon is another's crime-fighting tool. Ken Novak, a criminal justice professor at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, says police culture calls for preparation.
It's all about being prepared for Armageddon and hope that it never happens. Until it happens, and you've got the technology and the things to use, well, let's use them.
So, for instance, Novak says the show of force in Ferguson was aimed at controlling the crowd. But that much hardware also gets in the way of resolving the longstanding issues.
It runs the risk of creating a much harsher thin blue line between the police and the public, because it doesn't allow for the interaction, the non-confrontational interaction between the police and the public that's necessary to move partnerships in public policy forward.
According to Department of Defense figures, Missouri has received 15 armored vehicles and 940 assault rifles under the 1033 program. Kansas got more than 1,200 assault rifles and 8 armored vehicles. In Fairway, a small Kansas City suburb known for its golf courses, Police Chief Mike Fleming says his officers use the night vision goggles he received under the program.
We've located prowler suspects, peeping toms. We've located burglary suspects. We've located people who have fled from car chases where they have ran after wrecking a car.
Up in Clay County, the Sheriff's Department sees even larger uses for its MRAP. Will Aiken says he wishes they had it back in February when they responded to a potential shooter at an elementary school.
it would have been better to have this vehicle rather than moving from one location on foot and being completely exposed, trying to save those children's lives.
The 1033 program is now coming under increased scrutiny following the show of force in Ferguson. Several in Congress, including Missouri's Senator Claire McCaskill, are calling for reining in the program. For Here and Now, I'm Peggy Lowe in Kansas City.